The director of the Powell Economic Partnership is stepping down after 6 years at the helm. Christine Beckish was the first full-time director of the Economic Partnership and oversaw Powell's growing presence in the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska sat down with Beckish to reflect on her time in the position. Beckish said having a community development strategic plan completed just before she started made her understand what the community valued right from the beginning.
As we looked at what the community prioritized, things like manufacturing were a priority. A hotel, lodging, modern lodging was always a priority for the community, and it rose to the top again. Entrepreneurship, definitely, and just business development in general. And those were ones that, you know, per the PEP board, made the most sense for us to focus on.
And how did you go about that?
So that's where I got to come in a little more. So while we certainly worked for the community and the plan told us what the community's priorities were, the actual program development was something that I got to lead with my board. And so essentially just, I would say a lot of it was looking at best practices around the state and around the country and trying to see what might work best. They came out a couple different ways. There were some programs. We had one really fun program called Innovention that leveraged the makerspace and my county partners, Forward Cody, for example, the Business Council, Small Business Development Center, in some education for entrepreneurs. With the hotel and lodging, that one's different. But what I did was I ended up working with a private individual from Powell who was working on it. And once they decided that they weren't going to move forward with it, they donated their market study that they had personally paid for. They donated it to PEP. Yeah. And at that point, I'm able to have a broader community conversation. And that's what I did, brought the community and stakeholders together to listen to that conversation and to see if there was any interest in the community first, and also to understand how we might recruit a hotelier, a developer. So that was, you know, kind of one of our bigger projects. You know, in the manufacturing realm, I would say more than anything was getting to know our existing businesses. So just because I'm from Powell, I definitely didn't know them in this capacity. So a lot of it was relationship building. And I would say that's probably been the key to PEP's success and then mine as director. And that was really how we approached the manufacturing side. Because really getting to know our existing manufacturers or those that complement them is really important if you're going to support their growth. 80% of your jobs come from existing businesses. Or if you were going to talk to a company that was thinking about relocating here.
Just kind of looking bird's eye view at Powell, it's a small town in a small populated state. What were kind of the challenges from that?
I see Powell as so fortunate. So while we have challenges, I would consider us one of the luckiest communities in the state. And the reason being is we've had leadership that has prioritized economic and community development since before, you know, before I was an adult, for sure. It's why we have such a cute Main Street, right? Our city is well cared for. So from elected to just stakeholders. So Powell is very fortunate that we have a history of investing in ourselves. And so to move forward in a community like that is actually easy. I can tell you it's easier than some of my partners around the state. Additionally, we have this incredible asset, Yellowstone Park, and we're only 70 miles from the park. That's one of the things since the merger with the visitor center and chamber is to really appreciate the assets of our community more. So there's challenges, workforce development, right? Well, guess what? Workforce is actually the topic of economic development across the country. So our labor challenges are the exact same. I think our opportunities are that we can move, we're agile, and we get things done.
How do you envision the community and PEP in the next year or two?
This year, before I knew I was going, I was telling my board in December, you know, we are just hitting our organizational stride. We have some incredible initiatives coming through that are really in the visitor economy side, definitely business and economic development. You hear it on the statewide scene, tourism. So we are a player in that, as well, particularly with the new conference center. Powell will be one of the places to come in the state and to come for people outside of our state. We do have that statewide presence already, that now it's more of a maintenance, maintaining those relationships, that this year we were going to, one, update our strategic plan, and out of that, likely roll out some pretty local initiatives and execute on some pretty local priorities.
When you reflect back, you've been talking about how you've created connections throughout the state. What do you think towns all over Wyoming can learn from Powell?
I think you can be really good at what you do, but if you're not connecting, you miss opportunities. In our state, we're too small. You go somewhere and you know half the room. We're too small not to have conversations, because if somebody else is doing something and there's an opportunity to partner, you're just most of the time better off partnering. Why wouldn't you have something better and bigger? Or if you can learn from something they did and would do differently, do it differently because they've told you, because you ran into them and talked about your initiative. So I think if I could tell the communities anything, is to not be afraid to share and not be afraid to learn from each other, and also not be afraid to look outside our state.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.